where real music matters.
Absolute Radio.
This is
Jason Manford.
Jason Manford.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you are very well this Sunday morning. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning, dear boy.
Morning, my liege.
Where are you? What are you up to?
I'm home, back home.
Ah, he's home, finally.
Yeah, and everyone's out, so I'm just...
Lovely.
I've got the two cats, obviously, trying to jump on my head, but...
Yeah.
Generally, a bit quiet.
Yeah, something about... having your own house back, like an empty house to yourself, is lovely.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Just shouting. Just shouting. Nothing.
Yeah.
They toxic.
Mine, because we've moved, we had cats. Well, they're back now.
Yeah.
They're back from my brother-in-law's, but I feel like they've spent summer at like a spa resort or something.
Oh, okay. Where it's better than a concentration camp.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, yeah.
Had a lovely time.
But they were like genuinely like they loved it. You know what I mean? Because now we can see already they're a bit like, what is this?
We were in parks and they were here.
Yeah, and also because they weren't allowed out for a couple of weeks when you first move. That's what the vet said.
Well, they're not meant to go out at all, are they?
No, but ours are idiots.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You sort of have to let them out a little bit. So, already I've had, you knock it on the neighbour's door, because they've got this, we're just renting in this, new estate, and the gardens are all, solid. Like, there's no, you can't get out, okay. Even if you're a cat.
There's no way in or out.
No, but it just means they sort of can on occasion get out, and then they can't get back out.
Good.
You know what I mean? So it's just one of those sort of... it's just an extra stress in my day, mate, to be honest.
Well, I've got a cat that keeps going missing and going to the old lady across the road.
So. Oh, yeah, you were saying they've got you reckon they've moved out and they live with someone else?
Well, I went and got him the other day. I got a text. I texted the fella saying, is he there? And they went, yeah, he's in the garden, just sat on a chair. So I went down, went through his house. His little face, when he saw me in that garden.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What are you doing here? Just grabbed him, put him in the basket, brought him home. Now all the doors are locked. He's not leaving.
Like he'd be caught, cheating on you.
Yeah. His face, because I'd look over the fence and I'd see him just sat there and I'd go, Walty. And he'd just look at me like, whatever. What are you going to do, bro? And then now.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's London. He's South London.
Mm. You just got him. Got him back.
Got him back.
They just got no allegiance, have the cats?
No, not at all.
But we do know that about them. It's sort of what we... I guess it's what we love about them as well, to a certain degree. But mine just look at me like with the food, they're like, "What's this?" And then I text Helen, who's
our sister-in-law. What have you been feeding them?
Yeah, what have you been feeding them? She's like, "No, just what you sent down." Oh, occasionally like tin tuna. I was like, okay.
Well, one time when I went to get mine from the old lady's house, to white crab meat. She was feeding them.
White crab
Not even
meat.
A mixture of white and brown. Just what I was like, well, I'd move in here if it was white crab meat every day.
No wonder you don't want to come back.
I'll be on the chair in the garden if you need me. Bring the crab meat out.
I had a bit of a weird experience in a hotel the other day, Steve.
What happened?
Well, I got in about half one. I sort of drove back from Leamington Spa back to London. Mm. I was staying in a fairly nice hotel in London. You can't stay at a really nice hotel in London because
can't afford it.
It's ridiculous. No. But, nice. It's fine. Yeah.
Not a capsule hotel.
Yeah, certainly nobody was putting me in a drawer for the night. Anyway, I sort of went to bed. It was fine. And then Lucy was coming in the morning and I was heading out or whatever. So I just literally got in. You know, when you get in and they've just got a lamp was on, I think. So just literally got in, brushed my teeth, got into bed. I was that tired. And then woke up the next morning, up and out, really. So just got on with my day. Mm. And then, Lucy, you might remember a similar thing happening to you, actually. So Lucy rang me. She was like, why is there all marks all over the bed? I was like, when she got there an hour after I left. I was like, I've no idea. Yeah. She's like, there's marks on the bed. There's hair on the bathroom floor.
What?
Yeah, it was like, and then And then in the bin, there was like stuff in the bin. Like that from a previous person.
Yeah. So.
Well, they'd obviously clean it because when I got in, the bed was made and fine. But I wonder whether, you know, sometimes when you stay a couple of nights in a hotel,
they come and they just do a turn down.
Yeah, they just sort of like tidy up and remake the bed. But it sort of reminded me about that time when, do you remember when you were?
Oh, well, we went camping, didn't we?
Yeah.
And they tried to put us in the same yurt, and we were like, oh, no, we're not staying in the same yurt. And they went, well, there is a yurt down there you can stay in. It's not been fully sort of cleaned and stuff. I was like, and it was the same, it was dark.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and apparently it was like a honeymooning couple.
Yes,
the fire pit outside had four bottles of champagne upside down, like, you know, empty.
Yeah.
And then I went in the dark, and then I sort of lay on the bed. It's completely dark. One side smelt slightly sweeter. So I was like, well, I'll go on the lady side, the sweeter smell, because I don't want to be on the sweaty fella's side.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
And then when I woke up in the morning, there was a sort of like a Turin shroud of fake tan where the lady had been. But also, that's when because it was a honeymoon thing, I was like, this is the worst side of the bed to be on. This is where all the actions happened, isn't it? Yeah. I should have been on that side.
Yes.
But I was... Oh, yeah, not good.
No, it wasn't good as well. And thankfully, because, you know, it was one of those sort of like odd situations as well where, like, it was one of them where it was a bit like someone's been in, it felt like someone's been in this room, but like within the time that I was like, well, luckily I was only in the room for about 6 hours, seven
Nobody
hours.
Went, are you in room 314? Oh, that's where she died, the ghost. What?
Yeah, that's...
All her hair fell out.
All over the bathroom floor.
All over the bathroom floor.
Oh, it was horrible. I've had a bit of a weird... Because I stay in so many hotels.
You see a lot of hotels. I
do have a sort of quite an odd experience. In fact, I had a first world problem this week with hotels, which it was sort of ignited online. Basically, I sort of came in. I'm not a bath person at all, Steve.
You're not a bath person.
Not a bath guy.
No.
Shower guy, off I go. But just, you know, just one of them days, I played a bit of paddle, my back was a bit sore, got into the hotel, there was a bath. I thought, right.
Nice.
You know what? I'm going for it. I'm going to read my book, chill out, have a bath. Yeah. So I ran the bath, was about to get in the bath, and I was like, oh, soap. I've not got, and usually I've got my bag with me that's got all my stuff in anyway. But anyway, I just didn't have it for whatever reason. And then the shower gel was attached to the wall in the shower. Mm. Shampoo, conditioner, all attached to the wall. None near the bath. It was one of them where it was like you couldn't get it out. You needed like an Allen key to free it.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously they don't want you to nick it or whatever.
Yeah, but, so it's not even near the bath. It's over the separate shower.
It was like, it was a separate shower. It's like a different place. I couldn't get there. And I posted it online just because I was like, look, I'm aware I'm being a moany person. Yeah. It's not a genuine problem, but just little tiny things like that. And I think sometimes as Brits, we don't always complain about tiny things, like directly to, well, you know, we'll complain if there's, you know, if
there's
something...
hair in the bathroom, lines on your bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did complain about that, to be fair, didn't I? They sorted that out, but it was just so small. In fact, when I posted about it online, do you think this is good or creepy? The next morning when I woke up, there was three bottles of shower gel outside the room.
Oh, just on the floor, by the door.
Yeah, because they'd seen the video.
It's good, isn't it?
I think it's good. I thought it was good. I saw the girl who did it, and she wasn't creepy. She was fine.
Yeah,
so that was good. And actually, she said to me, she said, we were sort of joking about it, and I said, oh, it was only a bit of lighthearted. She went, oh, no. She said, but funnily enough, she said, we then did speak about it this morning in a sort of staff meeting, because people don't really moan about tiny things. They'll complain that it's too noisy, it's the room stinks or what, something like that. But little tiny things like that, we don't stay in the room.
No.
So we just work it. So they don't mention it. So they don't, it's a problem, you know.
At least you had a nice chat, though.
Yeah.
She didn't just go, there's three bottles there. That one's for your hair, that one's conditioner, and that one's for your attitude.
Yeah.
She didn't say, you know, it was nice.
No, it was fine. That one you can stick up your... Yeah, there was none of that. It was fine. But I just, you know, because I stay in a lot of hotel rooms, and I know you do as well, there's those little, just little things, isn't there, that when they've designed them, it's like designed by someone who doesn't have to stay in it.
Yeah, they just, there's a set thing. But yeah, like you, if you've put the shower gel in the shower, surely there should be something in the bath.
Exactly. Unless they're just thinking nobody has a bath.
Well, don't put one in there then.
Yeah, don't, what you put one in for. Yeah. Plug, the when I met, posted it online, the big one was plug sockets next to the bed.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think I've stayed in hotels when there is a bath, but no plug.
Oh, yeah, I've had
that's
that. I've had a bath, or a sink, sorry, where the plug was too short, like the chain was too short.
It didn't reach the hole.
It, yeah.
So somebody's fixed it and gone, there you go, and then not bothered to check.
The
plug sockets near the bed's a big
one. The plug sockets near the bed is a massive one, I think.
It's standard, that should be there.
Really annoying. Switches next to the bed that, like, control all of the lights or none of the lights.
Yeah.
So that seems to happen quite a lot.
Because you turn that off, all the lights go off, but the one just by the door stays on.
Yeah. Yes. The other thing I find, I don't know if this is a recent thing, the minibar situation has changed dramatically post-COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a COVID thing. I don't know.
They're locked, they're not in there, or?
Yeah, there's nothing in there. It's just like a bottle of water now.
But you're not sure whether you can drink that water or whether it's going to cost
Is it 8 quid? Yeah, exactly.
Don't know.
Nobody knows.
You need that when they put like a couple of a little sleeve on it saying, enjoy your stay, here's some sparkling water.
Yeah, that's water. Nice.
You know where you are with that.
Yeah,
when there's just a bottle of water there, you're like, can I have that or is that 12 quid?
Yeah. I'm also in a hotel tonight in Southampton that has got, I just noticed that on the wall from the lift to the room, a room that's just got an ice machine in it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that quite a lot, yeah.
Like, is it utilized that much that it needs its own?
Yeah. It's just because all arrows pointing to it as well, like a picture of some ice falling in a bucket.
Is there
there's the ice machine.
Is ice needed that much in a hotel room?
I thought so. Not without the minibar.
Not without a minibar or a plug to make an ice bath.
Yeah, exactly. What's the point? That's a good idea. You could do an ice bath. Just keep going back and forth, get loads of ice.
Empty it out. What else is it for? But I'd be interested to hear from you for your hotel-based pet peeves. Yeah. Email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
It's the little things, though, isn't it? It is the little things. You know, when you arrive late at night and there's no, like, one bit of shortbread, there's nothing.
Oh, just like a free Biscoff or something.
Just a bicky.
Yeah.
It's late.
I know. Since I've been, you know, a health guy, one of the things that I have on my rider, if you can call it that, it's actually an anti-rider, really, is the team, when they book the hotels, one of the things I ask them to do is to clear out the free biscuits and...
Dear.
Yeah, I say anything.
Just because you can't be trusted.
I actually cannot trust. I will smash whatever is in there.
Free, isn't
like,
it?
Well, and also the not free stuff as well. So I end up spending, you know, 5 quid on a Kit Kat.
Yeah, because it's there.
It's there. I've just got no discipline. So I just have to go clear that.
That needs to be gone. I can't trust myself. I cannot trust myself.
But when there's no free biscuit, I do feel like, I think that's cheap.
Yeah. When you haven't asked for it, when you just, annoys me.
I have certain things where I do judge a hotel as well. Like, you know, if this is really snobby, but if their toilet seat isn't a slow...
A soft close
one.
Because you just expect it to be, don't you?
Yeah, that's not expensive either.
No, 12 o'clock at night, you just go in there and you put the lid down, smash, dead leg. You're like, oh,
yeah, I don't need it to be a Japanese toilet cleaning your bum with a spray of water, but I think slow...
That's
the slow
not
close,
too much to ask.
I don't think so. Hey, we've got ourselves one of these.
Questions for Steve.
All right, time for a question for Steve. We've got this one from Claire, who says, good morning, Jason and Steve. I turn 40 this year and find myself a couple of times a week telling myself I'm going to have an early night tonight. However, this always turns into 3 hours of Netflix, a deep dive scrolling on my phone, and me wondering why I'm exhausted the next day. So my question to you is, what age do you actually mean it when you say you're getting an early night?
I think kids play a big part in it, don't they?
Because
when you've got kids, you just want to go to bed at 10:30.
Yeah, 10. I brush my teeth at the same time as them sometimes.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then don't... Yeah. Go on.
No, you feel like you've got to spend a bit of time with your other half, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a precious time.
I think, Claire, well, I don't know if you have this problem, but if you've spent all day being something for somebody, i.e. husband, wife, mother, father, brother, sister, friend, work colleague, son, daughter, whatever it is.
Exorcist,
yeah, all these things. You've been something for someone all day, and there's just a moment at 10:30, 11 o'clock, whatever it is, 12 o'clock, where you're in bed, and you're nobody to no one. Yeah. You're just you.
You can be you.
And
it's like the start of a Shirley Bassey song.
Funny how a lonely day.
I'm in bed, and I'm nobody
to no one. I just think it's really hard to let go of that because it's so precious. It's time that's yours when you've not had that all day. So that's why we cling on to it of an evening, because once it's over, we're awake the next day and bingo, bango, we're off on the school run, we're off to work, we're off doing some errands. Again. So I find that's my biggest problem. But I think the scrolling thing is, funnily enough, we were just talking about plug sockets next to the bed. I actually have started charging my phone on the other side of the room.
Just so you know, the temptation of looking.
The temptation's gone. Also, in the morning. The morning's the worst one. You just lean over to check the time and suddenly half an hour's gone.
Yeah.
So I think the phone thing is a big thing. I often do the same thing, to be honest, Claire. I get a book out and start reading. I can't even concentrate, you know. Sort of 20 minutes in, and I'm like, I better go and just check my phone again. I better, you know, Netflix. Yeah. And I think the other thing I found myself doing on occasion, as I've become, you know, a health guy, Steve.
And
gradually sort of like looking at my skin or my eyes or whatever, you know, just thinking, gosh, I wonder, is there a cream? Like, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be Googling, what things can I buy to make myself look younger and less tired, literally you're like 8-9 hours sleep. The thing that you can do the best for yourself, for your health, for your face, for your longevity.
It's funny that AI doesn't, you know, the nine AI hours answer sleep. To that doesn't come up straight away going, it's 2 o'clock, go to bed.
Go to bed, mate. Have you thought about 9 hours sleep and a glass of water? That's free.
How about that?
Yeah. That is the thing I have discovered since getting into supplements.
I feel like the older you get, though, the more you do appreciate sleep and an early night. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe you're older than me and Claire, aren't you? So maybe it's that.
I'm in bed at 6 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah. You're in bed now.
But yeah, I haven't even got up yet.
Yeah, he was up at 5. He's gone to bed again.
Yeah, you get up earlier.
Yeah.
You go to bed. The day just shifts slightly. It's like when he's like pensioners, they do, don't they? Get up about 5, don't they? Stop
passing
around.
Yeah. What about an afternoon nap? Do you think that's important?
I'd love an afternoon nap. I'm really good at napping as well. I'm brilliant at like a 45-minute, 50-minute nap. I'm great at it. But I don't get the chat. When I'm away working sometimes, I can do that lunchtime. Just a little nap.
I love a little nap. I can sleep anywhere. Just sat in a chair. Don't matter.
We're doing Madam Block, me and Sal. They never give us a sort of room each. So we just lie on top and tail on the bed like Eric and Ernie.
Yeah.
Just have a little sleep. Great.
Look, Claire, I think the answer to your question is, Steve, is how old are you, Steve?
I'm 52.
52. I think you've got about a decade of this, but get that phone somewhere else in the room.
But don't beat yourself up about wanting to go to bed.
No, absolutely. Go to bed. It's the best thing you can do for your health and longevity and life is get that kip in. But it's when you're next morning feeling knackered and you feel stupid as well, because you think, I was up till 2 o'clock looking at nothing. What was I doing? Yeah. Googling how to live longer and sleep better. Got another question for Steve, this time from Luke, who says, Dear Jason and Steve, I have a question which relates to something I bought at the start of the year. In a bid to be healthier, I purchased a ridiculously expensive juicer, promising myself I'd use it every day. In reality, it takes 40 minutes to clean and I've used it twice. Once to make carrot juice and another to show a mate that I actually own one. Now it sits on our kitchen counter looking smug while I drink Diet Coke from a can. My question is, what have you purchased that was a complete waste of time?
Mm. I think I have bought a juicer in the past.
Oh, juicer, I've got bread maker, I've got everything.
Yeah, it's the pulp, isn't it? It's like, it's right, it's cleaning all that out, isn't it? You throw them all in there, chops them all up, lovely juice, and you're like, what do I do with all this?
Yeah, it's a lot of pulp.
It's like four different bits that come out of that bit, and then you clean the blades, and it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. I've got an ice cream maker, the Ninja ice cream maker. Although that is actually, I did like that. And I think when we move properly, I'll come back out.
We've both got the what's it called, the velvetizer.
The velvetizer. But that gets used, to be honest.
It does get used in the winter, yeah. It just sit there all year. I think everyone's got a Breville in the cupboard, haven't they, that they've used once.
The Breville's interesting, though, isn't it? It's a phenomenon, the Breville, because what happens is when it comes out, it gets used. Yeah, like, you will be on that every meal for about a fortnight, and then...
It's only to introduce people to the Breville, isn't it? It's like with your kids, you go, have you ever had a Breville? Have you ever had a Breville? Oh, I'll do you a Breville. And then you do him a Breville.
And then 2 years.
Oh, just goes, and then... Yeah. And then wait till the other kid gets to the age where you can go, never had a Breville. Oh, okay, we got a Breville. You know, that's what happens. You don't sit there and go, oh, shot, I fancy now. Breville.
My biggest sort of ridiculously expensive item is about, I think it was lockdown. Yeah, it was lockdown.
I think everybody, where everybody made these purchases, I think.
So in lockdown, obviously, we couldn't, like, do anything with each other, could we?
No.
So I got myself I was playing a lot of tennis, you know, so I used to be a tennis guy.
Yeah, before you were a paddle guy, you were a tennis guy.
Yeah.
So I think John Richardson used to be a tennis guy.
I think he did. Paddle guy. I think he did. And I bought a tennis machine, like a machine that was five balls at you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I've got one of them.
Anyway, well, in the garden, yeah?
No, I went to the local tennis club.
Oh, but you did, yeah. It's like in the back bedroom. Oh, right in the stomach.
Yeah. No, he goes to the tennis club because you weren't allowed to play tennis with
anyone. So it just fires balls and you just hit them back.
Yeah, and that was fine. And I probably used it maybe a dozen times.
Yeah.
And then, of course, lockdown sort of finished. Mm. I discovered paddle. I've not played tennis since.
Yeah, it's a weird one, that, isn't it? Because you almost could have known when you bought that this wasn't going to be around forever, this idea of things that just fired balls at you.
I know. Why did I do it?
Mm-hmm. Why that's a big one, yeah. Facebook Marketplace, that's where...
Yeah, I did think about that actually recently about selling it, because actually there is a paddle version of one. So I might get that instead.
Yeah, so you haven't learned any lessons from it.
No lesson has been learned here. If you have you got anything that's a complete waste of money, let us know. jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Where real music matters.
This is Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford.
Last week, I mentioned that because John Richardson's starring in the new series of Waterloo Road.
Mm, he's not a headmaster, is he, like you?
He's not quite as high up as I am.
Yeah,
that's right. Ex-SAS.
Is he?
I mean,
I can't say that.
Well, that's acting. That's really acting. Is. That's acting for you. Yeah. And
you wouldn't suspect him, though, would you? That's to be fair.
There you go. You see, exactly.
Last thing you expect comes at you in a card. The next thing, he's got you in a chokehold.
He's
been out.
So we sort of, you know, mentioned that it's in a weird. It's odd, isn't it? In a way,
you like feel like he sort of follows you a little.
Well. You know, there was Waterloo Road, there was...
Cats, 8 out of 10 Cats.
8 out of 10 Cats, who's the captain after me. There was this, Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, just expecting him to get into musical theatre. But anyway, what we did was we sent a few... sent a few sort of spies out, didn't
spies.
We?
Just to, well, yeah, just... Spies sounds better than grasses, doesn't it? Let's call them spies.
Yeah, let's call them spies. And we got an email in from Heather from Round Rock in Texas.
Oh, wow, this is good. International spies.
We're international, yeah. And she's emailed, "Hi, Jason and Steve. On last week's show, you asked for us to keep you posted if we heard anything suspicious on John Richardson's show talking about you. Well... I was listening back to last weekend's show with John and Angela Barnes, and you were indeed mentioned. I've attached a clip for you to listen to. Love your show and John's." Thanks, Heather. Let's have a listen to this clip.
"What other sport do you think I did as a mid-40s presenter on Absolute Radio this
did
week?
Did you play paddle?
I played paddle.
What else could it possibly have been? It was either going to be paddle or golf.
Yeah, and it was.
Who do you think you are, Jason Manford?
Oh, wow, she's
on. Whoa, hang on a minute. And now he's a paddle player.
He's a paddle guy now as well.
And
he hasn't mentioned like creatine and what they call.
He's not got into supplements yet. He will.
That's the next thing.
He will.
He's a vegan though, so he might already be into the supplements, mate.
He could be, yeah. Well, Danny actually has also emailed us, another spy. Hi, Jason. You're right to be concerned about John Richardson. I found a flyer on Facebook. He started playing paddle.
He's actually doing a,
on Friday the 10th of October, Play Paddle in Sheffield, he's doing a Play Paddle with Celebrities. Oh, in aid of Bright Young Dreams campaign via the Children's...
You should just rock up.
Hospital Hello. Charity. Yeah.
Hello, old friend.
15 love, Richardson. Yeah. Paddle, eh?
Wow. So he's a paddle guy now as well.
He's a paddle guy. Interesting. Well, look, guys, look, I really appreciate that, Heather and Danny and all the other people who emailed in. So just keep an ear out. And also, if you may be listening back to John's show on podcasts from previous weeks, has there been anything else in there that seems suspicious?
Yeah.
You know? So just, make sure you just let us know. jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Jason Manford.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
I read this in the paper the other day, Steve. It's a restaurant in Barcelona. It's gone viral for a pretty unusual move, placing giant teddy bears across from people dining alone.
Oh, what, to make them feel like they've got company or to really like point them out to the rest of the restaurant?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Some folks have thought it was cute. Others pretty weirded out by it, saying it felt more awkward than comforting. Obviously, the internet had an absolute field day. One person called it Build-A-Bear Speed Dating with another...
What'd you chat about?
Well,
what sort of food do you like? Picnics mainly in the woods.
Yeah, mainly. Just go down to the woods today.
Yeah.
I got a bit of a surprise, actually.
What's the surprise?
It was me.
You don't want to know.
another said they'd rather eat in the bathroom than sit across from a stuffed animal. It sparked a bigger chat about how society views solo diners. I mean,
I do a lot.
So.
Yeah. I think the most common reaction is you go, type one, they go, one. Like they've misheard you.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
Like, what does happen? Yeah. One. I'm on my own, and I.
Writer Daniel Reist weighed in, saying dining alone can be empowering. He shared how solo meals helped him connect with food, people, and even himself without needing a plus one. I think so. I think eating alone is absolutely fine. I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No. But do you feel a bit sort of awkward? Do you feel like everyone's...
You're
too busy looking at your phone.
So.
That's what you do, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on my phone anyway. I'm not really on my phone, am I?
Very red in your phone.
Got the World Wide Web. I think it's fine. I think maybe if you're surrounded by couples and stuff on a date and you've been...
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's a bit different. That's a bit different. Experts say if you're nervous about eating alone, try bringing a book. I do that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Picking a cozy spot and treating it like a date with yourself. No, please don't do that.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You know what I do. Yeah. It's what we've been doing all day. Like, what are you doing?
I won't want to go out with me.
I would not want a date with me. Absolute bore fest.
Yeah. If you finish that, I mean, still eating it. I'll have that bit of him. Do you want to try it? Yeah. What's going on?
I like it. I don't know if anybody got tips about eating alone. Is it a normal thing to do? Do most people do it? We do it because we're sort of working by ourselves, and
yeah,
you
need to eat, don't you? So
got to eat. It's just eating, isn't it? It's not a date, but yeah, I suppose 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
I think sometimes you can really treat yourself. I remember filming in Bulgaria once, and they give you like per diems, like daily, you know, to eat your food. I just ate rubbish for about 2 days, and then I went to this lovely sushi restaurant. I had a bottle of wine. It was on my own. It was really sort of grand. It was nice, and it was great. You can really push the boat out when you're on your own.
Yeah, totally. Totally go for it.
It's half the price, isn't it?
Exactly. And you save money. Happy days.
It's hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat.
All right. So Kenny in sunny Derbyshire says, Dear Jason and Steve, I've got a proper wheelie bin dilemma for you.
Mm, good, the best sort.
I live on a cul-de-sac. Relevant, so stick with me. A couple of years ago, my neighbour, who lives on the road that joins mine, somehow ended up with my black bin, and I got his. Mm-hmm. Here's why. We're both number two, just on different streets.
Oh, okay, so the cul-de-sac, it's on the corner, and then the cul-de-sac, there's a two at the bottom of that or something. Right, okay. Could happen, yeah.
The bin men clearly got confused, and the swap has stuck ever since. I knew it was mine, because I just bought a shiny new stick-on number, and they vanished overnight onto his bin. At the time, I thought, oh, well, a bin's a bin, and just carried on. But fast forward 2 years, and here we are. Last week, I bring my bin back after collection to discover the lid is split clean in half, broken, useless. Mm. Now, technically, and this is where it gets interesting, this isn't even my bin. It's his.
Yeah.
So am I within my rights to quietly swap them back and leave him with the broken bin? Which is, let's face it, rightfully his anyway. Yeah. I say yes.
Yeah,
my wife says no. Apparently, after 2 years of swapping, bin ownership is legally binding.
Binding, yeah. I feel it is, isn't it?
Well, he says, so what's the ruling? Do I stick with the broken bin or pull off the great bin switcheroo of 2025? Yours in rubbish, Kent, sort of Derbyshire.
I mean, yeah, because you've put up with it for 2 years. There must be a cut-off point where you now own that bin. It's like when somebody goes missing for like 9 years, they're legally declared dead, aren't they? It must be a shorter period with a bin. You've put up with it for 2 years. No, because if it hadn't have broken, you wouldn't have wanted to change back, would you?
I think you should have
got your bin back originally.
Yeah, why did... You know, if you put those shiny numbers on it, why have you not done it already?
Mm. They're not cheap, those shiny numbers.
What about this? Do they unpeel?
Mm. They might do, but I think they will leave. After 2 years, they will leave a sun mark, you know, where the bin has faded.
I think it's worth the risk. I think unpeel the numbers and stick them back on the other bin and then leave him the bin with the numbers on that's now got the broken lid.
The other option is then that could do, yeah. I suppose another option is because he's now got a broken bin and the other bin, which is originally his bin, is fine. If he puts his windows through with that bin, the original bin, then that may too be broken. And then we've both got a broken bin and we could talk about...
I like that. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? The old...
I just think 2 years is too long. I think you should have...
Yeah,
you now just sort of... You want it back because you're... Yours is not broken.
Yeah. It's a tough one. A bit of the ownership there. But, you know, what do they say? Like, property's the fourth, five-tenths of the law or something? I don't know what it is.
What is it? Possession is nine-tenths of the law.
That's it.
Knock on the door and just judge the reaction. Just say, look, it's funny, isn't it? I've had your bin, you've had my bin for 2 years.
Mad, innit? I never said out.
Mad, innit? I never said out.
I should have said so.
I was thinking, because we've just got the flowers have come, the autumn flowers, and they are the same colour as the numbers I put on the bin. So I'd like that to match. And so anyway, I'm bringing your bin back. We've had a lovely time. We'll joke about it in the future, but there's your bin. The what? The lid? It's always been like that, mate. Do you not remember that? I've stuck up with it for 2 years. I've not said a word. Where you even sat there. You know, we don't go in that aggressive. But
no, that seems a bit too much. Yeah,
but I was trying to imagine that he's come at you aggressive. So
right, yeah. Why? So maybe... the lid's all broke.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's
that wasn't broken.
Your bin.
When...
No. Well, no,
this
was
is my
bin. How do you know though? Well, it also didn't have letters on, did it? And this one has
letters,
numbers. You know what I meant.
Why is the letters on it? My one's got numbers on it. Is this a third bin?
Yeah, the third bin. Yeah, it's just round the corner. You go and get it and you'll never see me again. Bye-bye. And then just run off with the bin.
Yeah.
It's on wheels, isn't it?
It's fine. It's a hell of a dilemma. But yeah, I think unfortunately on this occasion, Kenny, I think we're going to have to side with...
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years is too long. I think the wife's right. And right
if
to
it
the
makes
council.
You feel better, you could go out in the dead of night and smash his bin as well, the bin lid. And then
you're
both in the same boat.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that achieves anything. That's just sort of petulant, really.
Yeah, but most weeks we put people's windows through, so that's not.
Yeah,
it's not getting high horse now.
He hasn't done it though, has he? It's like it's something that happened when the bin lorries. You know, it's not. He's completely innocent in all this.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have stole that bin in the first place.
He might have been sat there. Did he steal it, or did the bin men just put it in the wrong place?
Yeah, but he's got the numbers on.
He could have bought it back. Yeah, he could have bought it back, but he could have gone and got it. Same, you know.
Mm. It's a tough one.
Maybe he thinks there's like a bin fairy who puts numbers on. Maybe he thought the bin men did it. He's like, oh, that's nice. They put some numbers on. I didn't know. You don't know, do you?
It's a dilemma, all right. If you've got any bin dilemmas, feel free to email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
Boom. It's hit me with your best facts. That's what it's all about. Facts, exactly. All you have to do to join in is email us your best fact. It couldn't be simpler, Steve.
It's it, isn't it, really? It's all in the jingle.
Get it in to us. And what are we looking for, Steve?
We're looking for a fact that tickles our fact tickle thing. And
yes.
So we like something topical, don't we? So I think some Halloween ones coming in would be quite good.
Ooh,
soon.
Oh, yeah, that's
autumn,
a good idea.
You know, that sort of thing. We like ones you can easily drop into conversation.
Yes, we love a bit
always
of that.
Remember.
We love a bit of that. And what do you win, Steve?
You win I don't even know if it's porcelain. I don't know what it's made out of. Just bits of old. It's the equivalent of a cheap sausage if it was a mug. You know, like the bits of old mug stuck together to make something that resembles a mug but should never, ever, and we can't emphasise this enough, be used as a mug. Because it will, you know, if it survives the postage, which it won't, then the handle will fall off as soon as you put hot drink in it, and so will the paint. So that's what you win.
That's what you win. Okay, let's kick off with young Luke, who is 12, means nothing to
means
us, your
nothing,
age.
Luke, means nothing.
Nothing to us. But your fact this week is we spend a year on the toilet in our lifetime. That's mad, isn't it?
I would imagine, but is that men or women? Because men spend a lot longer on toilets.
That's true,
But I know a bloke who's on there for about 45, 50 minutes. I don't know what he's doing in there. Photosynthesis? I don't know what he's doing.
What's going on there?
I don't know. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, Luke's right. 92 days to over a year on the toilet over their lifetime. Just depending on diet and bathroom habits. And, of course, modern life has extended it because of smartphones.
Yeah, so you're in there just sort of, you know, doom scrolling.
Just flipping through nothing. Gosh. Mm-hmm. Haley says more than 50% of Americans purchase pumpkins during the month of October.
Well, that's
50%'s a lot though.
I would have thought a bit more. I would have thought they'd be well up for Halloween in America.
Well, they do love it, don't they?
Maybe they're little plastic ones, so they've got them in the attic.
Maybe, yeah.
Have you got a Halloween bag and a sort of Christmas bag that you sort
mate,
of
our Halloween out? Decorations are epic.
Yeah, so you've got them all in storage somewhere and then you get
I've got like actually in my office that my assistant works in, we've got a storage room and that's where they all are because they're too much to be fit in our house.
Your assistant's in there and there's like a ghost popping out of a box screaming at They're all packed away, yeah?
They're all packed away, yeah. She's
not a little motivator for work, is
it? Sat around like skeletons.
Yeah.
Witches.
He's busy next Tuesday, I'm afraid. Oh, God.
We've got a headless horseman. Like full size, these are.
Yes, I remember you.
Remember the headless horseman? That's French because I can't work out how to change the language.
It's better. It's more scary, though, isn't it?
It is actually. Yeah.
Oh, your name is you.
Yeah, it's scarier. We've got a massive, it must be about 12-foot skeleton that, and I put it near the front of the house so that when people walk past it, sort of says something. Just says something.
There's
light. Eyes light up. Yeah.
Keep walking.
Yeah. We love a bit of Halloween. If you send in your Halloween facts for a couple of weeks' time, that'd be great. So Hayley's right. Yeah, £1.5 billion of pumpkins are produced, with most being sold in the weeks leading up to Halloween.
And do you know what I do every year when I'm scooping them out? I always think I should find a recipe.
Like a pumpkin
for this.
Pie.
Yeah, find a recipe or something. Any got any ideas? And then I just you get covered in seeds and oil. And you just
who could be bothered
in a carrier bag?
Who could be bothered? Cassiel says November 2nd, 2000 was the last day every human stood on this earth.
Oh, what?
What?
That's my birthday, by the way, November 2nd. November 2nd, 2000.
Yeah.
So that was my lockdown birthday. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last day everyone what?
Stood on the earth. Okay. What do you reckon the answer to that was?
I don't know.
I think the word stood is throwing a I don't think everyone was stood up.
No. Was it like the national anthem played of Earth?
Yeah. Earth's national anthem.
Earth's national anthem played. And we all stood up.
But I think the
NHS.
It wasn't that, no. Think about it, though. You'll work this out.
Yeah, I won't. It's too early.
Every human being alive was on Earth.
Well, that's it. So it's, that's any time then, is it?
No. Think, where else could they be?
Space.
Right. Yeah. Where specifically?
So he wasn't there. Tim Peake or whoever's up there wasn't.
Tim Peake.
Wasn't
that's
on the station. He was back home for an holiday.
Yeah, it was basically.
Back for my birthday, actually.
Did he come back just for you?
Came back for my birthday. I said, "Tim, are you coming back?" He said, "I'll be back for your birthday."
That's nice.
I said, "There'll be a fact about this in the future." He went, "No doubt there will, but you won't remember it, will you?" I said, "All right, Tim, go back to your space station." He says, "Why not spend any time with you?" Very aggressive.
That's what he's like. That's right. Yeah, a continuous human presence has been on the International Space Station.
So, was it just one day there wasn't somebody there?
Since then.
Oh, okay. There has always been someone there.
I think there were a day where they were like, "Aren't you supposed to be on the..." I thought you were on the space station. I don't think it was that.
I mean, because obviously 2020, that's the best time to be on the space station, isn't it? Because you're like, what tier are you in?
Yeah.
I'm in tier space.
Yeah. Tommy has sent us their fact. In Alabama, this sounds like a balderdash fact.
It does, yeah. When you started it, I thought that.
In Alabama, it's illegal to walk along the street with an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
I mean, why would you?
Why would you?
Why would you? I mean, that feels like a stop and search measure that's gone too far. Somebody's been like, why have you stopped me, man? Get a cone in your back pocket.
Yeah.
It's not against the law. It is, actually. In Alabama, it is.
Yeah. Why do you think it is?
I don't know.
Why is it
just the cone, not the ice cream?
If I said it was something to do with horses, would that help?
Is it what is it? I don't know. Would snare a horse? Would it start following you? Got a cone in his pocket.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's a real law from the 19th century to stop people stealing horses. The trick was that horses would follow the ice cream, and if the thief was caught, they'd be like, "Well, I'm not stealing it. It's just following me.
I just put an ice cream in my back pocket. What's so weird about that?"
Is it illegal or something?
Yeah. You've got two behind your ears as well.
Yeah.
So? I like ice cream. What are you going to do?
So it's really clever.
It is clever, yeah.
It's a clever way of getting away with
it. Surely
it
should be illegal to have sugar lumps in your back pocket as well or something.
Yeah, I think it maybe because
sugar lumps on string.
It's on view, so sugar lumps behind you, dragging them behind you.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one from Tommy. Jessie has messaged with her fact this morning. A town in Australia fined NASA for littering.
Oh, okay. That makes... Well, is that something to do with... Because the moon, when the 1969, it goes around the Earth, doesn't it, twice, and then it catapults to the moon. Because there was a dish on... There's a film called The Dish, isn't it? You ever seen that film? It's great.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all Sam there Neill. To sort of watch it when it came around that side of the earth.
Mm.
So did they just open the window and throw a lot of crisp packets out?
Well, this was 1979. Skylab, America's first space station, fell out of orbit and scattered debris across Western Australia. Mm. The small town of Esperance fined NASA $400 for littering. NASA never paid.
How much is it?
Not really, no. Not for a full space station.
No.
I mean, it's not a couple of cans of Coke, is it?
No. They just rang them and went, "Look, your space station
just sent it. Sent it through the post.
Nothing to do with us.
NASA, America.
It is your space station.
Yeah.
You can get it in bin bags." And then they've rang Sydney Council and they've just gone, "You can get it in bin bags, mate. We'll take it." But, you know.
I tell you what, I bet those any old iron guys were happy that day.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they were like, "Oh, my gosh.
Look at that." Because solar panels. Robot eyes, all sorts.
everything there. Pete says, "You weigh more if you stand at the equator than you would at the North Pole."
Mm. Something to do with the sort of gravitational pull, is it?
Yeah, I think, P- Pete's got it slightly the wrong way around there. It's actually the opposite. You weigh slightly less at the equator than the North Pole because the Earth bulges out at the equator. We've had this fact before.
Right.
Not this. Not specifically that, but the Earth bulges out at the equator and spins faster, creating more centrifugal force. At the pole, you're closer to the Earth's centre and spin less, so you weigh more.
Okay, makes sense.
So Pete's... does it?
Yeah,
not to our little brains.
It's too much to remember there. That's not going to win.
No. And he got it wrong as well. Still help. What about this from Gordon, who says the world's largest flying bird weighs as much as 300 tennis balls?
Oh, no. What's that in double-decker buses, though?
That's a lot, isn't it, that?
That in double-decker buses.
I've never heard tennis balls
be... How many tennis balls?
300.
Doesn't seem that heavy, does it?
No, tennis balls are not that heavy.
Cricket balls, a bit of, you know, tennis balls. 300 tennis balls.
Well, it's only 15 kilograms.
It's a weird unit of measurement, though.
I've lost 15 kilograms in weight.
So it's 300 tennis balls.
Yeah, I've lost 300 tennis balls. I've lost well more than that.
Yeah.
That's Corey Bustard. Or Bustard, I don't know how you say that. No, I don't know. That's what it's called. Or the Andean Condor, probably a safer way of saying it on Breakfast Radio. Good one. Good solid facts so far. Pete, probably going to rule his one out there for being, well, wrong and convoluted. But some solid facts
so far.
Hit
me with your wrong and convoluted facts.
Yeah, it's not snappy. David says cows have best friends and they get upset when they're separated from them.
That's just cute. When you think, never when you think how they get separated, that makes sense.
Where's Dave? He said we were going to have a game of cars today. Dave got in that trouble.
Why is it
there.
A boy?
What? I'm sorry. I forgot you said cows. I forgot you said cows. Sorry.
Daisy said Daisy said we were going to make some
friendship bracelets today.
Where is she?
Oh, no,
that's awful. Animal behaviourist found...
That's the ball from the other field. Gone in the van, mate. She's gone in the van.
I love her.
I love her. Just tell her I love her.
Animal behaviourists found cows form strong social bonds when paired with their best friend. Their heart rate and stress hormones drop. When separated, they become visibly anxious. That's why some farmers now focus on cow friendships for welfare.
Beefy bezzies.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it? Like that. Nice. That's a nice little fact. What about this one from Caroline? It says, in the film Psycho, director Alfred Hitchcock used Hershey's chocolate sauce as the blood.
Oh, did he? Well, it's black and white.
Black and white, don't matter, does it?
Yeah, but it's obviously a consistency that wouldn't, you know, when he poured it in the shower would look sort of more.
Yeah, and partly, it says here, partly to save money because censors would balk at the gore. For the infamous shower scene, he used Hershey's chocolate syrup. It looked more realistic in black and white films.
That makes sense, doesn't it? He knew what he was doing, didn't he?
He was certainly an expert. Give him that. And we've got Jim, who tells us a day on Venus is longer than its year.
It's going to be convoluted, that, isn't it?
Come on, you can work this out, Steve.
A day on Venus is longer than its year.
It's longer than its year.
It's something to do with how fast it orbits its sun or moon, is it?
What's that?
Something to do with how fast it orbits its sun and moon or whatever.
Well, so obviously a day is it rotating, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it obviously rotates slower than it takes to orbit the sun.
Yeah. Sort of what I said.
Yeah, sort of. No, it's what you said, yeah. So if you lived there, the sun would rise once every Venusian year and a bit. That's a long day, isn't it?
Women are from Venus, aren't they? Men
are they
from
Mars. That's right, yeah. I don't know what the relevance of that is.
No, I don't know. I thought it might be something in the fact that 8 days a year and they're waiting for you.
That'd be what it is. We got Reese, who says October used to be called... Oh, Steve, I feel like this is going to be painful, this.
We know it, don't we?
It used to be called Wine Month.
Wine Month?
Wine Month, yeah. Since it was originally the eighth month of the Roman calendar, in ancient Rome it was also the month of the grape harvest. This is why I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Because I know you wasted all those grapes last week.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't cut them down yet, but they're still there. They still look
great. I can't believe
no
one's helping us out with this. Steve's got some grapes, man, and he needs to make some wine.
I feel like we've passed. We haven't. They still look good, but I mean, you know, I've got, before they start, you know, rotting on the vine and falling, and I'm going to have to sort of, it's going to be a right mess out there.
Blimey egg.
Yeah, October, I know it used to be the eighth month, didn't it? And it's the oct.
Yes.
Eight. That's December, right. 10th month, Dies.
Yeah. There.
And the 2 months that were added were July and August.
Yeah, Julius Caesar.
And Augustus Caesar.
Yeah, for him and his brother. It's unbelievably big-headed. I mean, if you think Donald Trump is a narcissist.
Yeah, imagine doing that.
Imagine. But you know what? I could see it. Okay, so we're going to add another month.
Trumptober.
Trumptober.
Between October and November.
It's going to be the greatest month.
I just like the fact that his brother got in. Because Julius Caesar's the one with all the power, isn't he? And he's gone, right, I'm having an extra month for me. Yeah. Right? All right, and he's gone, I want a month as well. And his mum's gone, Julius, give your brother a month as well. I don't want a month. I'm in chat. Look, I don't want you two rowing. I'm trying to do something. That's what's happened there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. Time to pick a winner for Hit Me With Your Best Facts this morning on Absolute. We started with Luke, who told us that we spend a year in our lifetime on the toilet. Hayley told us that more than 50% of Americans purchase pumpkins during the month of October. We were underwhelmed by that fact. We thought
it would be more.
Many, many more. Mm. November the 2nd, 2000 was the last day every human being stood on Earth.
That's good.
I do like that one.
I do.
It's a nice, it's a little brain teaser, that one, isn't it? Mm. There's a town in Australia, fine NASA for littering, according to Jesse. Alabama, it's illegal to walk the streets with an ice cream cone in your back pocket, from Tommy. You weigh more stood at the equator than you would stood at the North Pole was an incorrect fact from Pete.
Convoluted.
It's convoluted, but also the other way around. The world's largest flying bird weighs as much as 300 tennis balls. We, again, underwhelmed. We thought it'd be more.
Just didn't like the unit of measurement.
And the unit of measurement was weird, Gordon.
Never measured anything in tennis balls before. Rhinos. Football pitches and double-decker buses. That are the standard
elephants,
units. Elephants. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
If you said an elephant weighed 4,000 tennis balls, I'd laugh in your face. I don't know what that means.
Not a clue, yeah. David told us that cows have best friends. Which we like. Steve has apologised for presuming the gender of the cow incorrectly. Caroline said, in the film Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock used Hershey's chocolate sauce as blood. A day on Venus is longer than its year, according to Jim. And October used to be called Wine Month, according to Reese. Steve, what do you reckon?
I think it's between the ones that you're going to remember. I think it's between the chocolate syrup instead of blood.
Yeah.
I think that's good because that's a film that, you know, it's a famous film, isn't it? It's a classic.
So yeah,
you're always going to remember that one. But I do like November the 2nd, 2020 was the last time everyone was on the Earth.
I like that one as well. I like the toilet one because I feel like that I would use that in conversation.
The toilet one is good. Yeah, but I know people like, I know, a year, I think over 4 years, I know somebody would be on it for a year.
Right.
Over
who,
four
he keeps
years.
Saying, the, who, can you give us a clue of this
No,
business?
I don't. They might listen, mightn't they? So I can't.
You know, tell me off air.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
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 I think I'm going to go with that one as well. I think Cassiel, November the 2nd, 2000, the last day every human being was on Earth. Since then, someone has been at the space station. Love it. A Absolute Radio mug is winging its way to you, Cassiel. Well done. If you want to join in next week, all you've got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. What have you got planned today, the rest of the week, Steve?
I'm just sort of pottering, really. I'm trying to think what I've got to do. I'm going to a big party tonight for the people who make the Madame Blanc and stuff. They're having
oh, nice.
So that'll be nice. We're going into London. Not staying in a capsule hotel this time. I've learnt my lesson.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
Yeah,
treat yourself, Steve. You're a big TV star.
I just need to... Well, yeah, I mean, massive. But so, yeah, I don't too big to fit into one of those pods.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you're 6'3".
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be good. Little party to celebrate the success of the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And the other shows. They'll all be there, I think. That'd be nice.
Yeah, but you're only there for your show, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'll bump into people from other shows when I like.
Oh, of course. You better quickly watch some then.
They'll be there, and, yeah.
The ship one?
Yeah, that Caff will be there, I'd imagine. Yeah.
There you go. It'll be a bit of fun. What am I doing? I'm back out on tour. So you've got a few days off, and then we are, gosh, again, as always, everywhere. Chester on Wednesday, Middlesbrough Thursday, Wolverhampton next Saturday. And then I've got loads of bits and bobs going on. If you want to know any of my dates, all you got to do is pop on to my website, jasonmanford.com. It'd be lovely to see you. Have a wicked Sunday. Have a cracking week. We'll see you same bat time, same bat station here on Absolute Radio.